Good evening, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 5, 2021, and this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Dande.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and we will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks again for joining us. You are listening and watching Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are continuing the conversation about coronavirus that appears to be on the decline in Zimbabwe, where the lowest number of positive cases were recorded, 3, a few days ago.
As of yesterday, 4 May 2021, Zimbabwe had 38,327 confirmed cases, including 35,775 recoveries and 1,574 deaths. To date, a total of 452,191 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. That is, they have received their first dose.
And 34 new positive cases were reported yesterday with only one death.
Worldwide, the cases are also going down in most parts of the world, except in India, which now accounts for a quarter of the total world cases and deaths after the United States. We'll also talk about the continuing diaspora remittances that have increased by 58% compared to last year. On the show now, we have Mr. Raphael Mutombeni, Zimbabwean, and also we have Dr. Matthew Nyashano, a health expert who is based in the United Kingdom, and he's a health lecturer at health professor actually at Nottingham Trent University in the UK. Welcome to our show, Chris.
Yes, welcome our guests. Welcome. Yes, siyalambulela emsakazweni wethu. Khangela ke namhlanje udaba lwe COVID-19. Siyabona ukubana elizweni leZimbabwe, hayi kungani kuba lobubelo nxa sikhangele kade kusenzakala kunsuku ezedluleyo. Siyabona ukubana izolo, kumanani aphume izolo, kulabantu abedlula 38,327 asebetholakale belegciwane le-coronavirus, okutsho ukubana abangu 35,775 ngabasindileyo igciwane leli, futhi asebebhubhile selokhu leli gciwane laqala ngomnyaka odluleyo, sebesedlula bona 1,574, kuthi khona abantu abangu 45,52,121 asebehlatshiwe ijekiseni le-COVID-19. Iningi labo ngabahlatshwe okokuqala, okutsho ukuthi bazaphindela njalo bayohlaba elesibili. Sikhangele njalo ukubana emhlabeni jikelele lakho amanani aya esehla, kodwa kwele India hayi kukhanya hayi kubi kakhulu kwele India, ngoba sizwa kuthiwa abantu bayafa nsuku zonke betshiswa, ngoba balesiko lokutshisa abantu abangcwabi. Iningi lakhona lanxa bekhona abangcwabayo, kodwa iningi bayatshisa. Nxa betshisa lapha kuthiwa kusela ndawo zokutshisela, sokutshiselwa izidumbu emgwaqweni lokunye okunjalo. Njalo esikuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sizaxoxa ke ngodaba lwemali ethunyezwa izalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala emazweni aphetsheya. Siyabona ukubana imali yakhona ilokhu iqansa isiya phezulu, abantu bephathisana ke ukuthi imuli zingafi ngendlala. Imali yakhona kuthiwa esifanyiswe eZimbabwe isisedlula yona 1.2 billion. Jonga
ongowadiwa vateereri, nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya dzedenda recovid-19 muZimbabwe. Tiri kunzwa kuti huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi hunenge huri kuti dzikei pano nepapo, zvokuti mazuva matatu adarika vanhu vatatu chete ndo vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichochi. Asi kufa kwemunhu mumwe chete kana kubatwa nedenda kwemunhu mumwe chete chinhu chinofananga ichityisa vanhu, nekuti tinoona kuti nezuro vanhu makumi matatu nevana 34 vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichochi checovid-19. zvichireva kuti chirwere chichiri muvanhu chigere nacho mukurarama kwedu koita kuti tichatarisawo nyaya yedenda irori kuIndia kwatinonzwa kuti rashura mare kwaita dambudziko guru tichada kunzwawo kunyanzvi dzatiinadzo pano kuti zvii zvingadai zviri kukonzera kana kuti matanho apa angatorwawo nenyika dzakaita sezimbabwe kudzivirira dambudziko iroro kuti risasvika nokuti dzimwe nguva rinogona kunge India yawana imwe inganzi variant yechirwere ichocho kana rimwe denda idzva rasvika rinenge rakasimba kudarika ranga riripo tichatarisawo nyaya yekuramba vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vachitumira mari dzokubatsira kumusha dzatinonzwa kuti dzadarika $1.2 billion kubva gore rapera dzatumirwa kumusha dzatopfuura mari yainzi yanga yakawanda yakatumirwa muna 2019 yadarikwa zvakanyanya nemari irikutumirwa nevanhu takanzwa mazuva maviri matatu adarika gurukotaura zveupfumi vamutoni mube vachitaura kuti zvinogona kunge zvakaita kuti mari iyo iri kutumirwa nevanhu vari kunze inge ichikwira inyaya yekuti nedenda recovid-19 vanhu vakamanikidzwa kunge vachitumira mari nemachannel aripo ari pamutemo zvakaita kutumira mari nana Western Union mukuru nezvimwe zvasiyana nekuti ndee nichiti vagande muri kuenda kumusha ndibatsirewo mari yangu munondipira hama ndo zvimwe zvavaitaura ndo zvatichakurukura pano muchirongwa chedu tina Dr. Matthew Nyashano nyanzvi yezveutano vanoshanda vari paNottingham Trent University kuBritain pamwe chete nababa Raphael Mutombeni Chris tanga akone kuchingamidza vakuru vedu tichibva tapinda muchirongwa.
Yes, Tonga, we will start with Mr. Mutombeni. He is in Texas. Mr. Mutombeni, can you tell us what the situation is like where you are in as far as the coronavirus is concerned?
Well, the coronavirus, really, we can't say it has gone down or it's normal like you are reporting about Zimbabwe. But we can see that the cases are there, but they are not as they used to be. They have gone down since the vaccination took place, since the 100 days of the incoming president. Now, the unfortunate part about it is that almost all those who are supposed to be vaccinated or who believe in the vaccination have been vaccinated. In my county here, we used to have long queues of people, but as of yesterday or this week, the number has gone down drastically. They are saying they are vaccinating like 400 people a day as opposed to 4,000 people a day. So the reason really is that the people that are not vaccinated now, they are opposed to be vaccinated. They don't believe in the vaccination, or they are politicizing the vaccination. They think it's not necessary. They don't even believe there is COVID. They think it's fake news, like they used to say. That's what I can tell you. But most of the people who really wanted to be vaccinated, like myself, we have got our second doses, and we feel good. We have a sense of security. Whether it's false sense of security, I don't know, but we have a sense of security now after vaccination.
Thank you so much. Dr. Nyashano, you are based in the United Kingdom. How is the situation there?
Thank you very much for having me. Now, the situation here in the United Kingdom is that there has been a drastic fall in terms of new infections, and taking into consideration that United Kingdom has had one of the most successful vaccinations program in the world, this has actually shown its impact on the health and well-being of communities in as far as COVID-19 pandemic is concerned. numbers should actually be proved as we go into winter and see what will be happening. But as far as the situation is concerned, it has actually shown that numbers have gone down and the country is opening up owing to the evidence that is coming from the health outlook.
Maybe indeed, zoto kwa muri doctor nyashano saenda enda kunga baba mtumbeni. Muzimbabwe, tirikunzwa wanduwe wanu warukubai wanomba or the number of people who are volunteering to get vaccinated is not encouraging. The figures are not encouraging. Wano washoma warukenda kunobai wanomba. Zizi wa munga chaura, zinufana kunga chikwa to encourage people to go and get vaccinated.
Wakajemere na vagande pana vatinogara tichitaura nezvenyaya idzodzi tinange tichitaura hedu zvakanangana nedzimwe nyaya dzeutano asi nyaya muri kutaura ndiyo nyaya hombe iri muhealth or public health nyaya yekushambadza kana yatinoti health promotion ndiyo nyaya iri kuita kuti vanhu vange vachikundikana kunge vachienda kuti vanenge vachibayiwa. Chatinofunga isusu ndechekuti munhu wese ane mufungo wakafanana wekuti kana tikangoti aiwaka inini chiendai munopiwa majekiseni havafambi vachidero nekuti mumwe nemumwe ane mafungiro ake, asi zvinhu izvi zvinenge zvifanira kuitwa nehurumende yemuZimbabwe ndechekuti dai vanga vadzidzisa macommunities kana kuti vanhu vari kugara munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Mukudzidzisa umu munoda nguva uyezve kunoda mari kuti vange vachifamba vanhu vachitaura nevanhu vachigara navo pasi vachivataridza umboo hwekunaka kwekunge vanhu vachibayiwa nhomba. Ende zvinhu izvi futi vanenge vachifanira kunge vachitaridza mifananidzo yeumwe umboo hwakabva kune dzimwe nyika. Iye zvino kana tikatarisa yatinoti research kana tsvakurudzo inotiratidza kuti uko kune vanhu vakabayiwa vakawanda vanhu havatasi zvakawanda seizvozvo. Ndiyo mifananidzo inenge ichifanira kunge ichitorwa nehurumende mukudzidzisa vanhu vanogara mumana akasiyana siyana kupeshedzera patsangaradzimu kana muredhiyo. Zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru, asi kana uchingotaurao mudzangaradzimu zvinongopinda zvichibuda nekuti vamwe havana nguo futi yekuteerera dzangaradzimu iroro. Saka izvi zvinenge zvichitoda kuti vanhu vange vachidzidziswa kuti vange vachiona zviri kuitika vachitaurwa navo vachibvunza mibvunzo. Saka ndo zvinenge zvichidedzerwa kuti dai zvava zvaitwa nehurumende, asi hurumende irikungoda navanhu kuti uyai tikubayi. Munhu anobvunza ka kuti unoda kundibaya chaunondibaya ichocho chinondiponesa here nekuti pane hondo yeupenyu ka.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dr. Nyashano. Chris.
Yes, Baba Ntombeni, nxa wena usizwa abantu labo abathi abafuni ukuhlatshwa, bathi bona isizathu kuyini? Ngoba sisezwa abanye kakhulu ekhaya bekhuluma into ezithiyeneyo ezifana nokuthi kulamakuthiwa ngama-satanist abathi abantu bahlatshwe ngoba kuzathiwa lokhu nalokhu. Wena kukhona yini okuzwayo okunye okunjani?
Kakhulu Sibili, kakhulu ngiyezwa njalo ngilwisana lawo abantu ikakhulu ekhaya. Ngila izihlobo zami, abangani bami, ikakhulu laba abangamatitsha bebengathi bafuna ukudonda Sibili, ungathi abafuni ukuhlatshwa kuthiwa ijekiseni yakhona iyabulala, ijekiseni yakhona izafala umuntu ukuthi angazali, izinto zona ezinjalo. Yiko ke bengizama ukulwisana labo lapho ngibathe ukuthi siyanani lokuzwa izinto lezi eziphonga ukukhulunywa ku-social media, ku-intanethi ezingaqedakaliyo. Kufanele ukuthi nxa lingezwa izinto lizizwe kuma-sources ayiwo a-authentic, ama-sources aphelele azwayo. Bangathi bayadonda, okunye ngizwa ngathi bayakudondela li-vaccine lona leli ngathi ngele-China leli. bakhala ngalo bathi ya ungathi ngamazi kuphela nanyeka kulalo lutho lokuba lo lutho ngoba lezi nto eziningi abantu abakhala ngazo ikakhulu ekhaya lapha abayekela ukuhlatshwa ngabaziyekelelayo labo amakhanda atshisayo sinjalo ukuthi ngontamo sibomvu orezinegi ilabo yibo abangafuni ukuhlatshwa ba into yakhona ilokhu isukela khona ngale muva kumdala o-former president lo owala ukuthi wadliwa kodwa eshiwe. Yikho ke lapha kusenzikini yakhona kungakibo lapha egumeni sibili so ke bakhanya sibili bephikisana lakho benzala bedonsa besiyale besiyale kodwa ke kukhanya ngathi abaningi abantu sebehlatshiwe ukwedlula labo abangakahlatshwa ngoba abangakahlatshwa sebekhanya besiba balutshwane kulala abasebehlatshiwe.
Before I go to Dr. Nyashano, Chris, I have this question. I'll direct it to both our guests, but I'll start with Mr. Mutombeni. You are here in the United States, and this is happening here in the United States. Yesterday, we heard D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser urging D.C. residents to get vaccinated, and the incentive is get vaccinated and you get a free beer. What's your take on that?
That is funny to me, but yes, I heard on the news today here in Texas they are trying to put an incentive as well, but that's monetary incentive because they were saying they were going to pay $50 for somebody to come in and take a vaccine. But the good part about it, they said they were going to give those that are vaccinated as well, so that they encourage those that are not vaccinated to come forward to be vaccinated. I think I liked that kind of arrangement because I'm vaccinated and I need that $50 for free, you know. Well, Texas is a rich state. I think they can do that. They were budgeting like $2.5 billion just to encourage people to come forward and be vaccinated. But I think on the in the areas of our black community here in Texas, I'm sure when they hear that kind of money for beer and for cigarettes, they will run for it. I think so. I'm going to wait and see.
Thank you so much. We also have Dr. Simba Mavaza is waiting to get into the show, but I think he's listening to the show at the moment. Chris, maybe on the same question, you can ask Dr. Nyashano his take on the DC move and the $50 incentive in Texas. And maybe in Maryland, we'll get some incentive too.
Yes, in DC, I think a week or two ago, for smokers, buying the smokers, they're saying you get vaccinated, you are given a joint. You saw that, right?
Yes. So yeah. I think so, those Dr. incentives, Nyashan, they were.
What incentives are there in the UK?
So far, there are no direct incentives that has actually been put down here in the UK. But what is happening in America is not new. It's not a new phenomenon in public health and in health promotion. The use of freebies as a way of encouraging people is something that is well documented and is something that has got evidence to work. Taking that into consideration, that is the right way to do. So people can be encouraged sometimes to forego their thinking of something that is created within communities. Then there is the choice between life and death, or actually something that I like so much. You know, this is not very different from somebody taking part in a randomized controlled trial where they are actually being paid for something. So this is something that is quite very useful, and it's a strategy that has been used in public health and health promotion and in communities and in research, which is quite very important. And it will be quite very good if this can actually be used back home, where we know that a lot of people are actually, you know, living under the poverty line. So this can actually encourage a lot of people to go and take the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And that has been used politically. And I don't know why our governments, you know, back home, they use that for political reasons, which does not save people. But why don't you use that to vaccinate people and vaccinate and actually save people? So that would be actually very wise, rather than, you know, having those freebies for political reasons. And now this is where we want to see the use of freebies positively.
Okay, thank you so much. We have Dr. Mavaza coming in now. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, you heard the tail end of the discussion there about encouraging people to get vaccinated. And Dr. Nyashanu is suggesting that why doesn't the Zimbabwean government, you know, instead of buying those cards and the T-shirts that they give to people for votes, why don't they do that to people to get vaccinated?
I think Dr. Nyashanu is not understanding one point. It is not a political party which is offering that incentive in America.
You are missing the point. You are missing the point. You are misfiring.
Okay, Dr. Nyashanu, we'll give you a chance.
Dr. Nyashanu is feeling in a very deep pool of confusion. Zimbabwean government doesn't buy T-shirts. It doesn't give people cards. It doesn't give any incentives in any political manner. What people get, if they get a T-shirt, if they are given by the party, ZANU-PF party, not by government. And Dr. Nyashanu must understand there is a difference between a government and a political party. Even though a political party constitutes a government, but a government is not a political party. And therefore, the incentives, yes, are being done in Texas. Their economy is strong. They are rich. They can manage it. They've got a budget for that. Unfortunately, Zimbabwe did not have that. And again, I wanted to answer where doctor has not answered. Here in England, there have been no plan incentives, but if you don't get vaccinated, it will come a time that you won't be allowed to come in a pub, you won't get in the bus, not on a train, you won't go to work. Employees or employers are allowed to fire you or not allow you to come unless you've got vaccinated. So in other words, that becomes a motivation, but a negative one. If that motivation was being said in Zimbabwe, Dr. Nyashanu would be screaming hell and heaven at the same time. But I'm saying here, let's try to be positive. Let's try not only demonize our country over things which our country cannot control. We do not have enough money to incentivize people and pay them to get a vaccination. We don't have enough vaccination for all the people in the first place. So for now, I think people are being urged to be vaccinated. There are so many vaccinations which have happened before, and the government is doing its best to encourage. Like in Vitfalls, 80% of the people have been vaccinated in Vitfalls, which is quite a welcome idea. But one more point which Dr. Nyashanu is missing is that in Zimbabwe, people are not coming for vaccination, not because it's not there. They've got a lot of theories running around from pastors, bishops, from witch doctors, from those who pretend to know. They are all telling people not to be vaccinated. So the awareness is very important at the moment, that people have to understand that the vaccination is very important. Yes, it is not the final thing. After vaccination, you are not immune to COVID-19. Actually, yesterday on the news, Dr. Nyashanu can agree with me. They were saying we might be having vaccinations every month because there are new variants coming and the first vaccination is not stronger for the other variant, so you might be having a monthly vaccination. So vaccination is actually an experiment. But we are saying it's better to die trying than die crying. So get it and see what happens after that. But don't demonize the Norman government. It's only in Texas, not in America, not the whole of America. Imagine the America with the money they have, they cannot do that to all their people. Only Texas is the one doing that. Jamaica was offering wheat to those who wanted. That's what they have. What's that? They've got plenty of it. But they can't get money. So,
excuse me? Yes, it was a bit shaky though, but we can now.
Thank you. So I was saying there is no other country elsewhere which is offering incentives like in Texas. So we cannot then really hope that Zimbabwe would be like Texas and start offering $50 or £50 per person who comes for vaccination. We don't have that budget at the moment. We are actually hoping to get more money. And once we get rich as a nation, that can be done very soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu. I know you are itching to respond, but let's hear from Mr. Mtombeni. What's your take on this incentive thing and the vaccination?
You mean in Zimbabwe?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think the country is capable of giving incentives if they want to. The thing with Zimbabwe, as far as I'm concerned, is that the priorities are kind of like, you know, surprising how people prioritize their priorities. I believe with Zimbabwe is not a poor country, as it were. If we want to be honest to ourselves, it's not a poor country. We have everything that is there, which is minerals, everything is, it's there. It's not that you look for it, it's there. But it's concentrated to where it is not supposed to be concentrated. So as a result, we find that we can't even give an incentive for people to come in for vaccination. I believe they can do that if they want to. If I can go with Dr. Nyashanu that we see some instances where people are enticed to come to big rallies and stuff like that. Of course, the doctor down here can say there is a difference between a party and a government. At the moment, there is no difference. It's just one thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Thank you so much. Dr. Nyashanu, your turn now.
Oh, thank you very much. This is the sort of problems that bedevils our country, Zimbabwe. Everything that you suggest as a way of improving the policy for public health is held as demonizing the country. And such mentality and thinking is very dangerous to the health and well-being of our people. Who doesn't know in Zimbabwe that ZANU-PF has been using state buses to ferry people to rallies? Who can tell us the difference between ZANU-PF and the state-owned institutions? Who doesn't know that the result of all state entities being paralyzed today is also down to mismanagement of ZANU-PF? And they were doing this for political gains. Why don't they do it today to try and now help the people of Zimbabwe? And now this is one of the countries that has not even put down a package to save the people. But what they do, they are very good at employing people like Dr. Mavaza to try and say demonizing the country. And that's the line of attack. Very dangerous to the human race. That's very dangerous, especially in public health. And you find the person is trying to explain to us the legalities of the difference between the state and political parties. Yes, it exists in well-managed economies may well managed it where the rule of law. Where there's no rule of law, you can't know the difference between the state and the political party. Where a political party acts as a government, where a political party can fire a headmaster, because the headmaster is trying to express his own thinking, which is actually very progressive, and this is dangerous. And when the government employs such people to try and push that tyrant, it's very dangerous to the human race. More importantly, when you have a person who wants to use the legal system and try to superimpose it on a banana republic, that's very dangerous. That is because it doesn't work. You are trying to say this shape, a triangle and a square, they are congruent. That's a poor mathematical thinking. And superimposing that on Zimbabwe and say that there's a difference between the state and the political party in terms of the action. Yes, it should be there, but it's not existing. And we are clamoring that they should incentivize the people to come and get the injections, the vaccinations, which is not what is happening. And when there is an election, tomorrow what we will see ZANU-PF doing, they will ferry thousands and thousands of mace to Gutu, to Cholocho, to have people vote for them. Why can't they fail it like that? And now what we have is a government that does not have money. A very, very corrupt government that does not have money, which has got millionaires. And you are saying, oh, it's the rule of law. This is the government. We cannot be talking about that.
Getting far much better now than it was when it was before. And it is the shame that the Zimbabweans who are out there, all what they can do is open their mouths and run a verbal diarrhea over their own country. It's embarrassment. What we are saying is, look at the facts, look at the points. Number one, does Zimbabwe economy strong enough to sustain a $50 per person who comes for vaccination? No, we don't have that money. We don't have that budget. That has nothing to do with politics, economics, and we cannot have that money for now. And we all know the problems the country is facing. Number two, we are saying, what other incentives can the country give? The country is giving incentives. Yeah, I'm telling you, the British economy is far stronger than Zimbabwe by 10,000% over. But still, they are not doing those incentives. And exactly, they are threatening people to say, if you don't come, you will not go to work. And if that is done in Zimbabwe, you will be sent to dictatorship. See, the point is, you cannot be mic heavy. Each time you see a microphone before you, you have to say what you have to say about your country. There are some good things you have to say about your country once in a while. You are Zimbabwe and above all. You are not the political party.
Can you say the facts instead of attacking me?
No,
are you tired? Are you now?
Okay, Dr. Nyashano, Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, 30 seconds.
Yes, and I will come and I want to respond.
We'll give the platform to Mr. Mthombeni. So that I now move from Mbozorora. Go ahead, 30 seconds, Dr. Mavaza. That was 20 seconds.
So in short, Mthombeni, our economy is not strong enough to sustain any incentive in monetary terms. What the government is doing is to encourage people to get vaccinated. And is encouraging people actually to say, if you are vaccinated, then there are a number of times they have tried to say it last time, and the would know it very well. The government doesn't say, can I stop Iowa injection? You cannot go into group. What did the national say here? He said that's dictatorship. But when it's said in England, he said that's democracy. So that means we are so poisoned by the foreigners around us in our minds that we don't understand our own thing. But in short and in summary, we cannot sustain in any way an incentive in monetary. And we cannot confuse what is done during elections. Government are easy, ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF are easy government.
Thank you.
ZANU-PF, don't give him a government.
Thank you
so
much.
So we must understand that two are different.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mthombeni, maybe in Sindebele, you can give us your thoughts on the discussion that is centered on government or party duty.
Ngoba into le pandemic asikho ukuthi kumenxenye ngumkhuhlane okhona nje. I-pandemic ehlasela umhlaba wonke. Okuswele ukuthi kufanele ukuthi abantu emzimbeni yabo kube ne-prevention ukuze kungamemetheki i-pandemic ke. Yebo ke nxa sibona abantu abalutshwane behlatshwa ekhaya out of 15 million engxenye yokubonea kwakwanele 1 million people sebehlatshiwe. Sizwa singathi siyethuka. Yikho ke sisithina uhulumende angaba lakho ukuthi aphe incentives ebantwini ukuthi beze bazehlatshwe. Lokhu ukuthi khona i-economy iphasi, i-economy injani, why economy phasi? Yenziwa yini ukuba phasi i-economy yeZimbabwe khathesi? Ngoba iZimbabwe ngiyaphinda, asilo lizwe elingelalutho, ilizwe elingelanotho. Hayi, ilizwe elinothileyo kakhulu, one of the richest countries emhlabeni khona iZimbabwe. Why uhulumende sithi engathi yena kala mali yokuthi asiza abantu esawa? Iyangaphi imali yakhona? Ishiwa ngubani?
Thank you so much. I know for progress sake, there is much to talk about on that topic, but still, We are on COVID-19, but mbunzo andada kuisa ya zunezu kuna Dr. Nyashano, tozienda kuna Dr. Mavaza, tozoka kuna Wamtombe. Ndio kuti Zimbabwe yakawana mushonga wenomba vaccine kubva kuIndia. Tichiona zviri kuitika kuIndia zvinezvi kufa kuri kuita wana kuIndia. Vanhu vanove Zimbabwe vanozowana chivimbo here chekubaiwa nomba yekuIndia iyoyi. Nokuti vamwe tinonzwa mumasocial media vanenge vakutotaura kuti kana India ichitokwanisa kutengesa mishonga iyoyi kune dzimwe nyika kana kupa dzimwe nyika, sei vanhu vaya vari kuramba vachifa? Tsanangura itinzwe Dr. Nyashano maonero enyu.
No, nomba dzinoshanda zviri kuitika kuIndia zvakasiyana nekuti nomba dzisi kushanda apa. Iye zvino kuIndia about 2 weeks ago vanga vangopaya vanhu 9% of the population yekuIndia. Saka kutaura kuti ruzhinji rwese rwekuIndia rwarusina kubayiwa kutaura kuti kupararira kunoita chirwere yatinotiya ya morbidity ichifamba mune vanhu panenge pasina chinodzivirira. Saka kuri kuti pai vanhu vakanga vakabayiwa vakawanda kuzowana chirwere kwavo kwavuchiita zvishoma. Uyezve chakaita kuti zvinge zvichienda zvakadaro, tine 9% yakanga yabayiwa iyoyo. Pakaitika atinoti mapeperero ekunamata akaita kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachisangana. Apa zvevanhu vakawanda havana kubayiwa. Ndosaka tichiona zvinhu zvichitero kuIndia. Pozouyazve patinotaura isusu kuti kuIndia kunotengeswa mishonga, inogadzira mishonga ichitengesa. Chinhu chisiri kuziva vanhu zvakare zvendechekuti makambani anogadzira mishonga kuIndia achitengesa ruzhinji anogona kunge akapuwa malicensi nemakondiraiti ekusupplya, kwete kusupplya muIndia ba, asi kuti vange vachitoita riri bhizinesi. Saka kana vakadzi vanenge vachigadzira mapiritsi achienda kwakati kana kuti mainjekshen achienda kwakati, anofanira kuienda zvichienderana nekutenderana kwavakaita muzvinyorwa. Zvinenge zvichida kuzenge zvichiitika pane nyaya inenge ichiti yakafanana neyekuIndia ndiyo nyaya futi zveiriko kuZimbabwe, yekuti vanhu chekutanga vanoda kudzidziswa. Haungoudzi munhu kuti uya ndikupai. Panoda kutoiswa yatinoti department rinenge richinzi rehealth promotion, rinofamba richinotaurira vanhu nechirudzi chavanonzwa. Kana tiri kuchonocho, vanhu ngavaende vachinotaura nevanhu vari mumamana nechinjiniya. Kana tiri kuplamti, toona vanhu vanogara vanotaura Chikalanga vakabva imomo vakakurira mupractice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, kana mune chekutaura pamubvunzo wangu 30 seconds nokuti hada kupinda munhaurwa yedu yemaremitensi izvozvi.
And kuti for the first time in a long time, Dr. Nyashani has said something in sorrow. I
agree. No, you don't
look like that, man. Thank you so much. Saka nyaya takutarisa izvozvi mari dzemaremitensi. Tinozwa kuti Zimbabwe iri ku vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, mari dzamaisa kumusha yezvine dzapfuura $1.2 billion. Saka inyaya tinoda kuti tinge tichikurukura tichitarisa iyoyo pamusoro pezviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe nezvinogaro chemwa nevana veZimbabwe vachiti dai tanga tawaniswa chakati kuti tinge tichipinda kana kuti kunge tichionekwa kuti Zimbabwe inge ichitiona kuti tiripo. Ndiyo nyaya imwe iri kuchemwa nevana veZimbabwe. Saka tinoda kunzwa kuti patiri iye nhasi zvinhu zvatingakurukura tichitarisa. Regai ndione kuti tine mumwe mudare wedu watoda kuti anga achipinda muchirongwa. Tina muzvare Chennai Moyo Mutambasere vari pano vapinde muchirongwa. Asi takavamirira kuti vange vachipinda muchirongwa tombonzwa kuna Dr. Mavaza zvii zvamunotaura pamusoro penyaya iyo yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakwanisa kuendesa mari iri kunzi nehurumende, imari iri kushanda zvikuru.
The first thing is that we can see that I think in the coronavirus, the Kutumira Marikumusa, the cover limited to former ways. Because on the other side, the Kumbasa Kanyan, Doctor Marik, Yaka increased, but that was to which my remittance is Emma Diaspora, Akara, and the Pansor, but Angara accounted for. I am not sure because my marriage not to be one. But looking at this, I think it's not that would be Vana Muria Zimbabwe, Iruku Zequenica, I now can't go on Musha. I now can't go on a carpa. I now can't go on a house to sending money to look after their families. But I'm going to my business at Rwanda. And the way it was announced the minister too. So last week ago, minister, we have agriculture plans. Last year, I offered through my party basis. That has been changed. You offer your government, so that wherever you are, you approach your embassy, tell them you feel my former embassy, because you are going to diaspora, any capacity in the Kurim, any capacity to finance Mundawaki, as long as Agataga manager, Agakanak, Sagai. So because of that, the government is trying to give land. So in other words, it's something which is very plausible. In the diaspora, people who are having their minds set at home, and they want to develop their country. And this is what we expect from everybody in the diaspora. Like you've seen with India, you can develop a fast diaspora fast. Nigeria, you know, and more times 10 what we're getting to that. So we can multiply what we're getting. Say, it's a Kwanzaa Kunda, I'm a Zedu, say, I can't control that. I was given my Kuno, Maria, I headed through any system, but the Marina, the Chico to Medica Kumusha, but in a way, put it, the Babu is not getting any foreign current. But on the face of it, it took like the Panama Ringa Pina. So that you can go. Follow my channels, are formal. I kind of sign out in Indian and I'm cool and everything, but registered. There will be a lot of advantages to the country, to the economy, and to the basket technique.
Thank you so much. I would like to welcome our new guest, Ms. Mutambasere. Did I get it right?
Yes, it is.
Mutambasere. Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Not Magadi Pamuri, Magadi Nevma is not any Mzese.
Okay, I see. Yeah, now can you tell us what is your take on the increase in the diaspora remittances in Zimbabwe? We understand it's now more than $1.2 billion. What does that tell you about the economy of the country and the people, who the Zimbabweans outside the country?
Okay. So in the first instance, in terms of the Zimbabweans that are outside of the country, I think we've had a lot of research. You know, Taura Kuti, the Zimbabwean diaspora, yaga siyana ne manga ma diaspora, let's say Ubata Sakanoji, Begu, Nigeria, Karazekwa, Philippines, in that Zimbabwean diaspora is very much connected to their home, they're connected to Zimbabwe, and they have an expressed desire to return. So Zimbabweans generally that are in the diaspora, at the back of their mind, they want to go back home. And that is one of the things that sets us apart from other diaspora communities. That said, this increase that we are seeing, let us not look at it in isolation. People were talking about the impact of COVID. People in Zimbabwe, this is actually an indication of how much income is missing on the ground. And I personally do not believe that the diaspora community has got loads and loads of money that they are keeping, and they are just wanting to send it to Zimbabwe just in case. Zimbabwe equals COVID. So you are now no longer supporting just your immediate family, but your extended family. Healthcare. We have a serious problem with our healthcare, and people had to really fork out a lot of money. We started to diaspora, but COVID. Oxygen, which was once property was $2,000 for a small canister of oxygen, you know, and you need to keep. Which was when the coaching when you are aware, could I admit the hospital? I know when I was sick of a hospital bed, I had about $2,000. This is the money that you are seeing that was spent is actually an indication of how bad things have become, how much worse things have become in Zimbabwe. There is the issue of putting their formal channels of sending money. Generally, I think if I look within my circles, and I'm speaking to colleagues here, Marimu Diaspora as well, Kutumira Mari, Van Manuan, my formal roots. To be honest, I know Dr. Mafazambo, those people that are still doing that still do that. And it was you have to be really using someone you trust. And it was the ad money, I still was a bad way. But generally, people are using things like send it to, they are using Mkuru, they are using, you have a Western Union, they are now all over the country, so we are no longer restricted. Because those channels are now there. So I don't think that is a major problem, which is the channel. What we are actually seeing is desperation. And what is interesting now is whilst we are coming out of the pandemic, you will see in countries like the United Kingdom, certainly the social security was saying, some bills, you don't have to pay them now, you can delay, some people were getting loans from the government, et cetera, et cetera. But as things start to normalize, the diaspora is also going to be impacted financially. So that means that same thing, the diaspora is going to be impacted. It will be interesting to watch what's going to happen in the next 6 months. We would be excited in the same way that the Minister Mutuli is excited about his remittances. If this money was being used was productive money, but it's not productive money. It's money that we are using to buy bread, to buy basic things, people on the ground, buying oxygen, the base. if it comes through the formal channels, it is not staying in the formal channels for very long. Because that is the situation that our country is in.
Okay, thank you so much. Dr. Nyashan, what's your take? Do you think that government or the government of Zimbabwe should be reciprocating by inclusive to the people in the diaspora in the way of maybe giving them the diaspora vote and things like that?
Yes, thank you very much. This is one of the most contentious things that goes alongside the social justice. When a person is doing something because he's a citizen, that person is fully entitled to everything that happens in the country. It is very unfortunate that some of us, being critical, we are seen as demonizing the government. What is happening with the present government? It is that the present government wants to see people doing things that benefit them, but they do not want to reciprocate. What we have now, at the moment, we are one of those countries whose constitution is changed willy-nilly, whose constitution has no anything good for the people in the diaspora. For a long time, the people of Zimbabwe...
Can I hold you for a second? I'm going to give you 30 seconds to wrap up because we are running out of time with like 2 minutes to end.
So what needs to be done is such things which are good should be reciprocated with what we call good governance, good response, and foster this relationship. And it is also very important that the gains of the money that is sent through right channels are seen as evidence in propping up the economy and helping the poor people. And this is what people want to say. And that is not feasible at the present moment, as you hear as evidence, not only as evidence, as you see when we go back home. So those are some of the things that we need to challenge the government on, to say that if this is to continue, that relationship should actually have what we call an equal footing, where all people are participating.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mtombeni, your last word as far as the diaspora remittances are concerned, what's your take, especially when you look at the fact that Zimbabweans in the diaspora don't vote? Just 30 seconds to wrap up.
Well, it's a very big disappointment to me personally, because the serious brain drain that we see, people are sending money back home to up to $1 billion within a year. I think if we were all back home working on the economy, then we could have made $10 billion in that 1 year. But we're just sending a fraction, which is just $1 billion that is going back to our people in Zimbabwe. I'm very disappointed myself about that. I don't like that. I don't like the idea, really. Because why are we here? Why are we sending money home? Why are we not there in the first place? Why are we not really making really money out there? That's my
Dr. Mavaza, 10 seconds. Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, 10 seconds to wrap up.
I think people should understand that what is happening here, the diaspora are channeling funds which is beyond domestic consumption. There is money going to Zimbabwe for development. People are building houses. People have got companies in Zimbabwe rather than diaspora.
We have to say thank you to our guest, Dr. Matthew Nyashano in the United Kingdom, Dr. Simba Mavaza, Zanfiet member in the United Kingdom, and Mr. Mtombeni.